It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
When it comes to immigration, so many D.C. politicians and talking heads are focused on where migrants are being relocated or why the southern border is open. But the question that so many Americans are actually asking is, this is part of our history. We are a nation of immigrants. Are we not focused on the right thing? Really interesting. Late last week, there was an article at Reason magazine. Veronica DeRuge, who's a PhD and a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, had an amazing piece that talked about how most Americans say immigrants make the U.S. better. So why don't politicians do anything about it? And that is a grand question. Really interesting. Veronica starts out talking about how at a time when the American economy could use more people, restrictions on immigration continue to trap a lot of unused talent in low productivity countries. And we've talked about it on this show before. I still firmly, passionately believe that the vast majority of the immigration issue in this country could be solved in an afternoon on the floor of the House and the Senate because people agree. The problem is both the political parties raise so much money off of this, use this as a wedge issue, and try to use it to win elections and maintain power. But the American people believe that immigrants make the U.S. better. And really pleased to have joining us now from the Mercatus Center, George Mason University, Veronica DeRuge, who's a PhD there. Great piece in Reason. And let's talk about this in terms of how we can benefit and why we should be rethinking or putting pressure on our politicians to actually start solving the problem when it comes to immigration.
Yes, let's do that. So it's really interesting. When I saw all these, to give you a little kind of idea of how I thought about writing this column, is that, you know, obviously there's been a lot of things and battles in newspapers over what governors DeSantis and Abbott did. And I've had friends over who were talking and disagreeing on, you know, what it meant. And in the course of this, I was noticing a very kind of a lot of assumptions about immigrants, and one in particular that really, really bothers me. And that is that in a way, because people who come here now have lower education than the average population, basically somehow they don't have skills. And in fact, I have called these guys for a long time myself low-skilled immigrants. Mm. And so I wanted to actually I started this column because I wanted to actually get a point across that I've been feeling was where we were wrongfully kind of labeling these people. Because right. First, you can be low skill, but it doesn't mean you don't bring net value to the country. And actually, a lot of these low skill jobs, while they may not have, they may not create the level of wealth that other jobs do. When imagine you're like the next inventor of, you know, I don't know, like the internet or whatever, right? It still requires a lot of skills. If you're a line cook in a kitchen, even if there are five of you, that skills you're using all the time, you know, it's a real skill that most people don't have. Cutting hairs, even like, you know, mowing the lawn and doing, there's just a lot of skills in people who are just now kind of labeled low skills. And again, I'm guilty of this. And so this is why I wrote this column. And in the process of this, I also went and looked at Gallup polls, and I was so surprised to see that contrary to really the kind of the rhetoric, a lot of the rhetoric and a lot of the polarization on the issue of immigration, you know, when you ask Americans since 2014, over 70% of people say that immigrants are a good thing.
Yeah.
Value added. And over 50% of Americans don't want fewer immigrants. They want either the same level or they want more.
Yeah, so important. This is a great piece. Veronique DeRouge has written this at Reason, and it's so important to get beyond the stereotypes of all of that. I also loved how in your piece you pointed to the fact, I think one of your colleagues there at George Mason University talked about, you know, it's economics, mass consumption, mass production, all of those things kind of are a positive circle and cycle together. And there are ways to do this in a way that is different beyond what the extremes of both political parties are trying to turn this into. We'll have to. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so we're going to have to leave it there as we get ready to the bottom of the hour news. But, Veronique, I want to have you back to go into a deeper dive into all of the angles and aspects. I love that you went at this in a way that was curious. And so surprising in terms of where the American people really are and how we can start put that pressure on the politicians to actually solve the problem. But we'll go ahead and we'll step aside for bottom of the hour news. When we come back, more Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Stick around.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.